At 16, Eric Thomas was sleeping in abandoned Detroit buildings and eating from dumpsters, not because he had to, but because he chose to. After discovering his adoption at 12, he pushed everyone away and embraced homelessness as his identity. Years later, he'd stand on stages worldwide, his voice shaking arenas and boardrooms alike. The transformation wasn't magic. It was the result of one brutal realization: nobody was coming to save him. The person standing between Eric and his future wasn't his absent father, his overwhelmed mother, or an unjust system. It was Eric himself. This is where real change begins, not when circumstances improve, but when you stop waiting for them to. Think about the last time something went wrong. Did you immediately scan for who or what to blame? That's the victim reflex, and it's more comfortable than you'd think. When you're the victim, you're off the hook. Someone else is responsible. Someone else needs to change. Someone else owes you. But here's the catch. When you surrender control, you're playing Russian roulette with your life. You can't predict where you'll land because you're not steering. Eric's mother grew up on welfare in 1970 Chicago, enduring racial slurs while trying to buy furniture. She never acted like a victim. His friend Inky Johnson lost the use of his right arm and his NFL dreams in a single devastating injury. He didn't become a victim either. He earned a master's degree and became a speaker. The pattern is clear. Victimhood is a choice, and so is agency. Breaking free requires four commitments. First, take ownership of yourself, your time, your choices, your reactions. Second, own your decisions without excuses. Third, set concrete standards instead of vague wishes. Fourth, when you say you'll do something, do it. The moment you realize you're the only obstacle, everything shifts. Homelessness became Eric's transformative period. At Detroit Center Church, he found chosen family, meals, prayers, and genuine connection without judgment. By opening himself to care, he found it abundantly, including Dede, his future wife, whose kindness became his anchor. Finding support requires openness to receiving it. Athletes Eric coaches often can't see surrounding support because victim mentality blinds them. They fixate on absent fathers without acknowledging those who provided. He teaches them to separate feelings from evidence. Feelings are valid, but they're not proof. Success brings different challenges, distinguishing genuine support from opportunists. Eric uses the flight assessment tool to understand behavioral styles. He's a flight attendant, relational and social. His partner CJ is a pilot, demanding and solution-focused. Understanding these differences prevents misunderstandings. At 8, terrified to leave his mother for Bible camp, Eric discovered his superpower. Counselors called him the most connected kid they'd ever met, the only one who could unite white and black kids, city and suburban kids. Your superpower energizes rather than drains you. For Eric, speaking for hours feels effortless, like Venus playing tennis or Beethoven at the piano. You enter the flow, where time becomes irrelevant. Your superpower isn't always obvious. Eric never imagined becoming the world's top motivational speaker. He thought teaching and ministry were his calling. Rapper Tobe Nwigwe didn't recognize his musical gift until his friend convinced him to try rapping. Once aware of his potential, Tobe took the risk and dedicated himself with laser focus. Our gifts often hide beneath conformity pressure. Eric fell in love with violin. The ritual of preparing the instrument, the feeling of bow on strings, hearing string sections in Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. When he shared this passion, his community dismissed it as unmasculine. He let others' opinions rob him of potentially mastering this gift. Natural talent alone is insufficient. Even Jimi Hendrix, Beyoncé, Steph Curry, and Serena Williams achieved greatness through relentless practice. You can't discover your power without trying, sometimes repeatedly. Once you find it, dedicate yourself to obsessive mastery. Your superpower might be waiting just outside your comfort zone, hidden beneath layers of societal expectations. Your superpower is the engine. Your why is the fuel. For Eric, it started with Dede, who helped him see there was more ahead. When his son Javelin was born, everything crystallized. He cut out distractions, becoming laser-focused, transforming from a floodlight illuminating everything to a laser performing surgery. His why deepened over time, starting with family, protecting and providing for them, building stability and legacy, but it grew more layered. He now feels called to shepherd his community, what CJ calls his Moses complex. As an African-American man from a history of enslavement and ongoing inequality, he feels responsible for his people's advancement. His money isn't just his, it's his community's money. Finding your true why isn't always obvious. Eric tells rookies that making it to the league is both the best and worst thing that happens to them. Their entire childhood why was getting drafted. Early workouts, special diets, sacrificing normal teenage experiences. But what happens when you achieve that dream at 19? The NFL stands for not for long. Most careers end by the late 30s, leaving 50 or 60 more years to live. Eric challenges rookies to think historically. What would Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X have done with multi-million dollar contracts? Players like Chris Paul and DeMario Davis exemplify this broader purpose, creating leadership camps and nonprofits extending beyond their playing careers. Discovering your why requires quiet introspection. Eric found his in the loneliness of homelessness, forced to listen to himself. Once you've activated your superpower and identified your why, begin moving with intention. Walking in your purpose means living up to your fullest potential and using your gifts daily. At Oakwood University, Eric found direction through public speaking, forming Bell Tower Ministry with friends to deliver messages when there weren't official services. Purpose requires structure. You might discover your superpower and why, but without imposing structure, your purpose lacks a path. Eric developed his speaking style at Bell Tower, focusing on simplicity with memorable one-liners like, "Break the cycle, I dare you." He never feared sharing his struggles honestly, helping others navigate their own. Purpose doesn't always correlate to career. It's about using your gifts and creating intangibles, things you do without expecting returns. Even with speaking as his career, Eric gives away work through free series like TGIM, podcasts, and videos. He visits local schools and juvenile centers while traveling. Walking in purpose means both building your gifts and giving them away to people who need them. Purpose evolves as you deepen your connection with your superpower and why. For Eric, crisis brought clarity. By 2012, he and Dede were thriving in Michigan. Then, Dede began experiencing confusion and leg pain. An MRI revealed multiple sclerosis, lesions attacking her nervous system, potentially affecting mobility, speech, and vision. When your why is threatened, you live with renewed passion. Most people think miracles just happen, but they emerge when you deliberately walk in your purpose. Eric spoke for free at Oakwood, schools, and throughout Huntsville for years. The turning point came when he introduced Dr. Naeem Akbar at the Black Man Think Tank in Cincinnati. His energetic speech earned a standing ovation, leading Murray Edwards and Rodney Patterson to invite him to Michigan State University's Black Male Initiative program. This opportunity changed everything. He began traveling regularly from Huntsville to Michigan, eventually staying longer. Murray and Rodney encouraged him to finish his degree, offering a fellowship and job as an academic advisor. But receiving miracles requires deliberate action. People get aggressive about playing the lottery, but remain passive about developing their gifts. Eric took the opposite approach, showing up consistently, using his gifts daily, even when it didn't make immediate sense. His Secret to Success video sat dormant for 3 years until NFL hopeful Giovanni Ruffin transformed it into a workout montage that went viral. Floyd Mayweather circulated it, the Miami Heat used it during LeBron's championship year, and Eric's voice exploded onto national platforms like Dodge, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Super Bowl commercials. To enter miracle territory, be authentically yourself. When you walk your path of purpose, you attract opportunities suited specifically to you. What do you want from your life? To get it, you must first know what it is. Nobody else is responsible for making your dreams come true, only you. This truth is liberating. You alone control your future. Like successful businesses with mission statements, your value is your identity. Without self-knowledge, you risk getting lost in obligations and letting others impose their values on you. Dede pursued nursing despite Eric's expectation that she should help with his business. She taught him that his dream is his own, and he owes it to himself to pursue it. When you take care of yourself first, you can truly care for others. Growth is painful. Leaving comfort zones, creating your own path, but staying in place is painful too. You owe yourself time to get centered each day through meditation, running, reading, or quiet moments. Visualize your ideal day and make plans to achieve it. Legacy isn't just financial wealth, but emotional, mental, and spiritual inheritance. The streets taught Eric one lesson. Nobody was coming. Not his father, not his mother, not society. Just him. And in that brutal truth lay the most liberating realization of his life.